From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. William Sapphire, the former Richard Nixon speechwriter turned New York Times columnist, died today. He was 79. NPR's Ken Rudin has more.
William Sapphire's transition from Nixon loyalist to the New York Times was a controversial one when it was announced in 1973. But in his three decades at the newspaper, Sapphire, though an unabashed conservative, skewered politicians of both political parties and won a Pulitzer Prize in the process. Throughout his long career, Sapphire, who wrote the On Language column at the Times, as well as his new political dictionary, was known as a prominent wordsmith. He created the memorable Nattering Nabobs of Negativism for then-Vice President Spiro Agnew, and years later, while at the Times, he called then-First Lady Hillary Clinton a congenital liar. His op-ed column ended in 2005, but was still writing his Sunday On Language column when he died. Ken Rudin, NPR News, Washington.
Obama administration officials are downplaying the possibility of targeting Iran's previously secret uranium enriching facility with missile strikes. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says economic and diplomatic pressure are better tactics, but says action will be taken if Tehran fails to make a move.
If we don't get the answers that we are expecting and the changes in behavior that we're looking for, then we will work with our partners to move toward sanctions.
And Clinton told CBS's Face the Nation that the steps the U.S. and other world leaders are considering are tougher than what she termed the current leaky sanctions. Iran test-fired short-range missiles today and conducted other military exercises. Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guard says the test fires were successful and warned it would respond to any military action in a crushing manner. U.S. officials have released three detainees from Guantanamo Bay. The men were transferred to Ireland and Yemen. NPR's Laura Sullivan reports.
Two of the men arrived today in Ireland, while another was returned to his homeland of Yemen. One of the men has been identified as 31-year-old Oybek Jabarov, who has been the focus of human rights groups for many years. Jabarov says he and his pregnant wife were refugees on the Afghan border in the fall of 2001 when he accepted a ride from a group of Afghan soldiers. The soldiers then kidnapped him and drove him to a U.S. military base where they claimed Jabarov was a member of the Taliban in exchange for a quick bounty. He has never met his now 7-year-old son. His lawyer has said Jabarov likes the idea of living in Ireland because the former shepherd has heard they have lots of sheep. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, Washington.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel has won a second term in office. Voters also gave her Christian Democrat Party a chance to create a new center-right government with the pro-business Free Democrats. Her current governing partners, according to projections, garnered less than 25% of the vote. The head of the center-left Social Democrats call today's result a bitter defeat. This is NPR. The death toll from two suicide bomb attacks in Pakistan has risen to at least 26. Taliban fighters claimed responsibility and have threatened more attacks. Veer Singh filed this report from New Delhi.
Authorities say they have found the bodies of more victims under the remains of a police station in Bannu in northwest Pakistan near the border with Afghanistan. Also, some of the people who were wounded later died. The second suicide attack occurred in the center of Peshawar, the main city in the northwest. The violence is seen as a challenge to the government's claim that Pakistan's Taliban have been weakened after their leader was killed last month. Pakistan's armed forces have stepped up military operations in the northwest. Convoys carrying supplies for U.S. and other NATO troops in Afghanistan have to pass through this region. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
Roman Polanski has been arrested in Zurich on a 1978 U.S. warrant for having sex with a 13-year-old girl. Polanski thought he'd be picking up an honorary award at the Zurich Film Festival, but instead was taken away by Swiss police at the airport. Polanski won the Best Director Oscar for The Pianist in 2003. He also directed Rosemary's Baby and Chinatown. The 76-year-old director has been considered a fugitive from U.S. justice for 3 decades. He'd been living in France, which has no extradition treaty with the U.S. Pope Benedict says all of Europe must acknowledge its Christian heritage as it grapples with rising immigration from other cultures and religions. The pontiff is in the Czech Republic, where he presided over an open-air mass. He urged the secular nation to return to its Christian roots. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.